Blackbeard's Ship by Mick Gower. Character illustrations by John Stewart. All aboard! Welcome to the Queen Anne's Revenge. This ship belonged to the famous pirate Blackbeard. Come aboard and we'll show you around.
Weigh anchor! Ship ahoy! Hard to starboard! Shiver me timbers.
Blackbeard. Blackbeard and his pirate crew attacked ships in the Caribbean Sea 300 years ago. Blackbeard was very tall and very scary. Today, when people think about pirates, they often think of pirates like Blackbeard. Blackbeard often wore a tricorn hat and a crimson coat. There are lots of stories told about Blackbeard. This makes it difficult to tell what is fact and what is fiction. This is what we think we know about Blackbeard.
What was Blackbeard's real name? Edward Teach. When and where was he born? In Bristol, England. In about 1680. When and where did he die? He was captured and killed by Captain Robert Maynard on the 22nd of November 1718 in North Carolina, America. How long was he a pirate for? Only 2 years. How many ships did he raid? At least 50 ships. What made Blackbeard so scary? His black beard, of course.
Privateers and pirates. In the time of Blackbeard, many wars were fought over who ruled the seas. When a country went to war, the navy was sent to fight. If there weren't enough ships in the navy, private ships called privateers were sent to attack the enemy. When a privateer captured an enemy ship, the captain was given a reward. He was also allowed to keep any goods stolen from the ship. Blackbeard's first ship was a privateer.
What a great ship!
When the wars ended, sailors who had fought on the privateers had to find other work. Many of them stayed at sea. They carried on attacking ships and stealing their cargoes. Like Blackbeard, they became pirates. Buried treasure. All pirates had one thing in common. They wanted treasure. Pirate treasure could be gold, silver, and jewels. Or it could be sugar, spices, and cotton. Pirates also took things such as food and drink, weapons, tools, medicines, and spare parts for their ship. Pirates would divide the booty among themselves. The captain would get the biggest share.
Fact. Coins were popular booty because they were easy to share. In many stories and films, pirates have treasure chests full of pieces of eight. These were silver coins made in Spain and Mexico. I wonder if Blackbeard buried his treasure.
There are lots of stories about pirates burying their treasure and drawing a map to help them find it again. But no one knows if this really happened or not. What do you think? Look out! The best place to spot an enemy ship was from the crow's nest, high up at the top of the main mast. On a clear day, a lookout could spot a ship from a long way off. It was a dangerous job because there was a chance you could fall, especially if there was a storm.
Ship-ho!
Crow's nest. Main mast. Sail.
This was Blackbeard's flag. Scary, isn't it? A lookout would know who another ship belonged to by the colour or pattern on the flag. Pirate flags were usually black with pictures of skulls on them. Other sailors were scared of pirates. They often gave up without a fight when they saw a pirate flag. Up on deck. Stories make a pirate's life sound exciting, but real life as a pirate was very hard. Most pirates were hungry, sick, and poor. Pirates could be at sea for weeks looking for ships to raid. If they had no ships to attack, pirates got bored. Sometimes they had fights. It was the captain's job to keep his crew under control. I bet Blackbeard could keep his crew under control.
The Pirate Code. The Pirate Code was a list of rules that every person on board had to respect, or else there would be trouble. The worst crime was for a pirate to cheat his shipmates. If he was caught, he would face a nasty punishment. He could be made to walk the plank.
In stories and films, many pirates die fighting. Most real pirates died from hunger or disease. One disease that killed a lot of pirates was scurvy. Scurvy is caused by poor diet. Shipshape. Pirates spent a lot of time looking after their ship. Wooden sailing ships got very wet and dirty. It was important to keep them clean to stop accidents and to stop diseases spreading. The decks had to be scrubbed every day.
Phew, being a pirate was hard work.
Pirate ships were often damaged by rough seas and strong winds. Pirates had to patch the sails, mend the masts, and make new ropes. Even when they weren't at sea, pirates had to look after their ship. When they were in port, they would spend time scraping barnacles off the ship. Barnacles slowed the ship down. Below deck. There were 300 pirates on board the Queen Anne's Revenge. They ate, slept, and worked below deck. It was dirty and cramped, and most of all, wet. The hull of the ship would leak and let in the sea water. An artist's drawing of life as a pirate below deck. Pirates spent a lot of time trying to stop leaks. They would seal the gaps between wooden boards with rope fibres. Then they would pour hot pitch onto the rope to make it waterproof. Most pirates had only one set of clothes. They wore these every day. Being a pirate was dirty work, but pirates hardly ever washed.
Phew, I bet pirates smelled really bad.
In the hold. Food, drink, and other supplies were kept in the hold at the bottom of the boat. Heavy goods were stored in the middle to help balance the ship. Rats were a real problem. They ate the food and spread disease. After a few weeks at sea, there was usually no fresh food or water left. The cook had to use lots of spices to hide the taste of each rotten meal. Food would often be infested with maggots.
That rat looks hungry.
Time out. When they were not working, pirates liked to play games with cards and dice. Some liked to carve model ships from blocks of wood. Pirates also liked to sing and dance. Many pirate ships had musicians on board. Shanties were songs sung by sailors when they were doing hard or boring jobs. There were different shanties for different jobs.
Short or drag shanties were sung when a job needed to be done quickly, like pulling ropes. Halyard shanties were sung during heavy work, like hoisting the sails. Capstan shanties were sung during long tasks, like lowering the anchor.
Turn over to find Cat and Tiger's very own sea shanty. Cat and Tiger's sea shanty. A good strong wind to blow us west, to the Caribbean where the treasure is best. gold and silver, pieces of eight. So haul the sails, the tide won't wait. A pirate's life is the one for me, beneath the Jolly Roger on the rolling sea. A strong south wind to Montego Bay, to hide our loot, then sail away. We've got a map, so never fear. We'll dig up the treasure when the coast is clear. A pirate's life is the one for me, beneath the Jolly Roger on the rolling sea. A strong north wind is what we need to fill our sails and give us speed. A navy ship is on our tail, so haul away and hoist that sail. A pirate's life is the one for me, beneath the Jolly Roger on the rolling sea. A good west wind to blow us home. To port we'll sail, no more we'll roam. We'll bid farewell to the Spanish main and steer a course for home again. A pirate's life was the one for me, but I've had enough of the rolling sea.